الآب والابن والروح القدس الآن واحد آمين. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. كل سنة وحضراتكم طيبين. النهاردة الأسبوع الحد السادس, the sixth Sunday after the resurrection. والأسبوع دوّن الكنيسة بتسميه اللي هو أسبوع الصعود. This week the church called it the week of the ascension. The week of the ascension. And since the resurrection, when we have the church arranged, guided by the Holy Spirit, some readings, and these readings every Sunday has a message for every one of us. But the whole theme of the 50 days goes around that the, who is Christ for every one of us. مين هو المسيح في حياتنا؟ ده يعني ده الشعار بتاع الخمسين المقدسة. مين هو المسيح في حياتنا؟ Who is Christ in our life? So we find the first week, on the week of Sunday, the first Sunday after the resurrection, the church, guided by the Holy Spirit, arranged the readings that tells us that Christ, He is the one who confirms our faith. المسيح يثبت إيماننا زي ما ثبت إيمان مين؟ توما بالضبط كده. The second week the theme is that Christ is the bread of life. المسيح هو خبز الحياة. تنايمين ولا إيه؟ أوكي نايمين. So المسيح هو خبز الحياة. So that Christ is the bread of life. The third week the church arranged the reading that tells us that Christ is the light of the world. المسيح هو إيه؟ نور العالم. حلو كده. The third week, the church says that Christ is the water of the living water, the living water, the bread of life, the living water, the light of the world. هو الماء الحي. بعد كده نلاقي إن الأسبوع اللي بعد كده يقول لي إيه؟ المسيح هو إيه؟ هو الطريق والحق والحياة. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So the theme of these 50 days, it tells us who is Christ in your life. مين هو المسيح في حياتك؟ Who is Christ in your life? Is a regular person? He's like any one of the prophets that they came and died, and their bones in the tombs? Or Christ for you is God incarnate, and He is the one who confirms your faith, is the truth, is the light, the way, he is the light of the world, he is the bread of life, he is the living water. So these are the like this are the theme for the 50 days. What about this week? الأسبوع ده الكنيسة تكلمنا عن المسيح الذي صعد إلى السماء. Our Lord Jesus Christ who ascended to heaven. I have some thoughts for the resurrection. For the Ascension, the Feast of the Ascension. So I'll share it with you today. But between the resurrection till the Ascension, how many days? How many days? 40 days. And then from the Ascension till the Pentecostal Feast, how many 10 days? Total of 50 days. Total of 50 days. So the church celebrated this week on Thursday the Feast of the Ascension. اللي هو عيد الصعود. عيد الصعود. وعيد الصعود ده عيد ايه؟ عيد سيدي كبير. One of the major feasts of the Lord. This is the Ascension Feast. One of the major feasts of the Lord. We have, how many major feasts of the Lord do we have? Come, 7. Very good. So we have 7 feasts. One of them is the Ascension Feast. لو عيد الصعود. في عيد الصعود نلاقي ألحان حلوة خالص. There's lots of nice hymns and beautiful hymns in the Feast of the Ascension. And the church repeated it for us today. The one that Abuna Barsoom have recited, this beautiful hymn. It was in Coptic. When you read the meaning of it in Arabic or English, you'll find it so beautiful meaning. And it's filled with theological lessons. About the Feast of Ascension, the first thought about the Feast of Ascension, that our Lord Jesus Christ ascended by His own power. Our Lord Jesus Christ ascended by His own power. يعني بقوته. One might ask, is somebody else ascended to heaven and without His own power? Yes. How many of them? Two. Okay, very good. Who are they? Elijah. Very good. A chair you took him and went to heaven. And Enoch. لو أخنوخ. أخنوخ. يقول لك وصار أخنوخ مع الله. وراح فين؟ ما نعرفش خده وراح بي. So two people in the Old Testament that they went to heaven, they ascended to heaven. But the ascension here for the Lord Jesus Christ by his own power, nobody has taken him. No, he ascended by his own power. The power of the ascension was in him, just as the power of the resurrection. يعني قوة الصعود في داخله زي ما كانت قوة القيامة في داخله بلاهوته. وده موضوع مهم جدا. So that proves the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. The second thought about the ascension is it is a bodily ascension. Bodily ascension. يعني إيه؟ يعني هو صعود بالجسد مش مجرد روح. يعني زي ما الناس تيجي تقول إيه؟ تقول ده المسيح كان روح. ولما ظهر كان ظهر بالروح. طبعا يعني بغض النظر عن اللي عمله توما ولمسه والتلاميذ قال لهم تعالوا المسوا كده. So many of the attackers that they attack our faith, they said that our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven by the Spirit, but his ascension in the body. That's why Saint Gregory the theologian in the 4th century, when he wrote the liturgy, the Gregorian liturgy, he said, and you ascended into the heavens in the body. In the body. That's St. Gregory when we pray the Gregorian liturgy. So in his divinity, he is everywhere. He does not ascend nor descend. In his divinity, he does not descend or ascend. But this is the bodily ascension. يعني إيه؟ يعني نقول كده الصعود هنا هو ده للجسد. ولكن طب لاهوت المسيح، لاهوت المسيح في كل مكان. ما نقدرش أقول المسيح لاهوت صعد ولا نزل، لا، اللاهوت في كل مكان. لكن هنا لما بنتكلم عن الصعود بنتكلم عن صعود إيه؟ الجسد، اللي هو الجسد الممجد. So this ascension is an evidence that his glorified body is not subject to the earth gravitational laws. يعني ده يثبت لنا الصعود إن السيد المسيح بجسده، الجسد دون اللي صعد، جسد ممجد، الجاذبية الأرضية ملهاش سلطان عليه، ملهاش أي سلطان عليه. So the first thought that we talked about, he ascended by his own power, بقوته. الحاجة التانية, it is a bodily ascension. It's not just a spirit. No, it's a bodily ascension. His body ascended to heaven. His glorified body ascended to heaven. The third thought about the ascension is that he did not leave his church alone on earth. But I'll leave this one to the end. Another thought, he sat on the right hand of his father. This expression that we hear it, and many of those opposed to Christianity, they say, what does it mean? He sat at the right hand of the father. He said the right hand of the father means that he settled. Sat here doesn't mean that he sat down. No, he means that he settled. The original language of it is mean he settled or established. Settled means that he settled, means that he will not go back to his humbled state when he was with no reputation, when he was in the body. Means that the Lord Jesus Christ, he settled in heaven in his power, and he will not come again, will not see him again in his weakness when he had the flesh anymore. المسيح أخلى ذاته. He emptied himself so we can see him. We can talk to him, for the disciples, I mean. So they can like touch him and eat with him, and he can achieve the salvation on the cross by his body. But once he ascended to heaven, he will not come again in that picture, in that form, the weak form. So means settled, sat on the right hand of the Father, means he's in the power. And he would not come again with, and he would not be with no reputation, as St. Paul said, that when he emptied himself, he became with no reputation, like he's the weak form. But once he ascended, he sat on the right hand of the Father, so in the power, and will not see him in that weak form anymore. So in Philippians chapter 2, verse 7, he said that with made himself of no reputation. So with the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, he made an end for that statement that St. Paul said, made himself with no repetition. So صعود ربنا لما جلس عن يمين الآب معناه أنه في قوة الله, إنه في رمز في القوة, وما بقاش مش نشوفه مرة تانية في الضعف اللي كان فيه لما كان في الجسد. Another thought about the ascension, that he fulfilled the prophecies. He fulfilled the prophecies. In Psalm 110, verse 1 said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Who is talking here? David the prophet. David was almost 1,000 years before Christ when he said that verse. That what David said. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. The Father said to the Son, sit at my right hand. So definitely David wasn't speaking about himself, because David was 1,000 years before Christ. So here the Father speaking about the Son, and David foreseeing this 1,000 years before Christ. And when the Lord Jesus Christ came on earth and he ascended to heaven, he fulfilled this prophecy that was 1,000 years before Christ, before his coming. So the ascension, the feast of the ascension, fulfills, yutammim in-nubuwat, fulfill the prophecy that was in Psalm 110. This one prophecy, there's many prophecies, of course. So this event was witnessed by Saint Stephen. Saint Stephen, after the ascension, of course, and the coming of the Holy Spirit, he have witnessed the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ on the right hand of the Father. And he said, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man is standing at the right hand of God. Another thought about the ascension of the Lord is the pledge of our ascension. The pledge, يعني عربون. صعود السيد المسيح للسماء هو عربون صعودنا. يعني عارف لما تروح تشتري بيت كده, هون تدفع العربون بتاعه, هو كده ايه السيد المسيح صعوده في الجسد كده راح دفع العربون ده. قال انا جسدي هو عشان في اجساد جاية ممجدة بنفس الصورة دي تفرح الاب. So the ascension of our Lord is the pledge of our ascension. So the same way the Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven with this glorified body, we will ascend to heaven with the same glorified body. Is there any proof in the Bible that can tell us where did we get this idea? Yes. When you read in the book of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, it says, then we who are alive, إحنا الأحياء, and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. هنقابل المسيح في الهواء كده في السحاب. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. وبالطريقة دي وبالمنظر ده هنكون مع المسيح في السماء. Therefore comfort one another with these words. عزوا بعضكم بعضا بهذه الكلمات. كل ما الدنيا تضيق بيك تفتكر أنا أصل مكاني مش هنا, أنا مكاني فين؟ في السماء. أنا هاخد الجسد الممجد دون واطلع بيه زي ما المسيح كده طلع بيه بالظبط. هو زي ما كان بكورة الراقدين برضه هو بكورة لما طلع للسماء بالجسد علشان يجي ياخدني بعد, عشان بعد كده هو يجي ياخدني واطلع معاه بنفس المنظر ده بالجسد. عشان كده احبائي الكنيسة بتاعتنا تحب قوي تحافظ على الأجساد بعد الموت. يعني احنا ما نعترفش قوي بموضوع الكريميشن, we don't accept this cremation, هو حرق الأجساد وحطها في أنابيب وكده, انت عارفين الموضوع ده. ليه نحب الجسد يفضل كده في قبليه؟ لأن إيمان الكنيسة أرثوذكسي يقول كده, هو إن إحنا جسدنا دون هيطلع بجسد ممجد. وطبعا عارفين النبوة اللي في حزقيال لما العظام كده تركبت في بعض واتكست باللحم وبعدين قامت, ده نفس الوضع بتاعنا بالظبط كده. لما يجي بعد كده المسيح على السحاب اللي ماتوا يتجمع عظمهم يتكسوا باللحم, بعد كده ياخدوا جسد ممجد ويطلعوا. نفس الناس اللي عايشين على الأرض لسه يقولك يموتوا موت لحظي وبعد كده يدوقوا الموت لحظيا وبعد كده يطلعوا بجسد ممجد. So the ascension of our Lord is the pledge of our ascension. Those who died in the faith of Christ, they will ascend in the same body, but in a bodily, in a glorified body. So the ascension of our Lord is the pledge of our ascension. The ascension of the Lord, when he ascended to heaven, he draws our sight to heaven. He draws our sights and our hearts to heaven. There is something beautiful happened when the Lord was ascending to heaven. We read this part in the gospel. You find that when the disciples were standing and he was talking to them, then once of a sudden, what happened? His body was taken to heaven. So they kept looking at him, and then their eyes were staring. So two of the angels came and wake up. He left. But he's going to come again in the same form. He will come again in his second coming. What does this mean for every one of us? Our eyes and our sights need to be like the disciples. The Feast of Ascension tells every one of us, keep your sight on heaven. Yes, do your work. Raise your kids. Put food on the table. But your eyes were on heaven. Yes, مش هنقعد في بيوتنا ولا مش هنشتغل مش هناكل مش هنشرب لا هناكل ونشرب ونشتغل ونعمل كل حاجة بس عينينا فين على السماء عينينا على السماء ما تروحش على السماء كل اللي بيحصل ده ايه مؤقت كل دي حاجات مؤقتة you own a house very good it's a temporary you have a good car nice your children in the best university amazing Very good. God bless. But at the end, your eyes in heaven. That's why many of us, those who are getting a little old, they sometimes feel like abandoned when their kids are getting so busy with their lives. Why you're feeling you're so abandoned? Why you're feeling you're so lonely? You have the most precious thing in life. Christ is waiting for you. You did your message. And you did your part, and God will be so happy with what you did, and He's waiting for you. But when we have our focus on earth, we'll be miserable. We'll be so miserable. And that's what St. Paul said. If your focus only on Christ, that He lived on earth without resurrection, you will be the most miserable one on earth. تبقى أبأس واحد على الأرض. لكن لما يكون عينيك على السماء تبقى سعيد جدا كل يوم بيعدي عليك يقول لك انا مش شاعر ان انا بكبر في السن انا شاعر ان انا هبتدي بدايه جديده وهقرب من ربنا خلاص انا بقرب من الملكوت عشان ابتدي البدايه اللي ايه اللي ملهاش نهايه اللي ملهاش نهايه دي نظره المسيحيه احبائي دي نظرتنا للسماء اخر حاجه نختم بيها وهي to conclude is the Lord Jesus Christ When he ascended to heaven, he didn't leave his church. When we think that the Lord, when he ascended to heaven, he left his church. No, he didn't. He is the King of Peace. And he is with his church till the end. And that's what he said, actually. He said, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages. That's in Matthew 28:20. أنا معكم كل الأيام وإلى انقضاء الدهر. المسيح صعد للسماء بالجسد ولكن هو معانا في مليان في كل مكان لاهوته يملأ الكل عشان كده انجيل النهارده حلو قوي at the end of the gospel today he concluded the gospel says in me you will have peace فيا تجد ايه سلاما في المسيح سلامنا في المسيح سلام And that's why we find the church always singing this beautiful song. Ya Malik al-Salam, a'tina salamak. O King of Peace, grant us your peace or give us your peace. Al-Masih mawgud ma'ana. Yush'ur bik. Yush'ur bi-ihtiyagak. Tiftikash inda fi dunya di l-wahdak. Wala anna huwa saybak fi shughlak, wala fi tarbiyat atfalak, wala fi ma'ishtak kida l-wahdak. La, al-Masih ma'ak. Wa'inu alik. Wakhid balu minnak. اوعى تحس ان انت لوحدك don't ever feel that you are lonely Christ is with you and he said in me you will have peace ما قالكش انا هديك سلام بس he didn't say I will give you peace لا قال in me you will have peace why عشان يقول لك اثبت فيا دايما، ابايد ان مي، اوعى تنسى نفسك وتبعد عني، ابايد ان مي، ابايد ان مي اي ويل ابايد ان يو. طبعا انا مش هقول لكم، انتوا عارفين كلكم ازاي وي ابايد ان كريست، هاو تو ابايد ان كريست. ابسط حاجه اعترافاتك وتوبتك والتناول بتاعك. The most simple thing is the three sacraments: repent, confess, and always receive communion. You will abide in Christ and he will abide in you. And show this in your practical life. ولما يكون عندك سلام مع ربنا ويكون ملي قلبك، هتلاقي السلام مع اللي حواليك كمان موجود. When you have peace with the Lord and he abides in your heart, you will have peace with everybody as well. And you will have peace with yourself. Whatever happens around you, you will find yourself in peace. You will not get disturbed. But actually the opposite. You will be cheerful. زي ما الإنجيل قال النهاردة. تكون فرحان. طب ده الدنيا مقلوبة حواليك. ده البيزنس واقع. ده مش عارف ايه. ده الولاد تعبانين. طب ده مين عيان. طب البلد بتتقلب. طب مش عارف ايه. وانت ايه؟ في peace. بنهتم. We pay attention. But we are not disturbed. We are not upside down in our emotions. But we are in peace. فالمسيح لما صعد للسماء ما قالناش ان هسيبكم خلاص. لا. قال ده انا هبعت لكم ايه؟ الروح المعزي. يثبت كده يكون معاك ويجايد يو ويفرحكم ويرشدكم. عيد الصعود يا احبائي من الاعادي الجميلة جدا. وانا فرحت خالص لما كنت في الكنيسه، انا صليت القداس هنا. I was praying the liturgy and I found the church is full with the congregation and praying this beautiful liturgy, because usually the feast of ascension people tend to forget about it or like they are so busy with their work. But to always encourage people to make this day like an important day for them and to try to take this day off to attend this major feast of the Lord. العيد ده ربنا يملأ حياتكم فرح ويفرحكم يعني بعيد الصعود الجميل دوان، ويفرحكم بالأسبوع ده وبالخمسين المقدسة. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة الأبد أمين.
هللويا 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 هللويا. المسيح قام من وصعد إلى السماء